From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The Justice Department announced today that it has opened a preliminary inquiry into the CIA's destruction of two interrogation videotapes. These tapes showed high-level terrorism detainees being subjected to harsh interrogation practices that some people consider torture. The department is working with the CIA's Inspector General on the inquiry, and NPR's Ari Shapiro is here to walk us through how this investigation is likely to go. Ari, what exactly does this mean, preliminary inquiry?
Well, it's the first step. It's basically fact-gathering by Justice Department investigators to determine whether a criminal investigation is going to be necessary. But, you know, I've spent today talking with a lot of former prosecutors, Republican and Democrat, and they say basically a criminal investigation is going to happen. This is just sort of a formality to get to that point.
When CIA Director Michael Hayden announced that the agency had destroyed these tapes, he made it sound like the CIA hadn't really done anything wrong. So why this investigation?
Right. Well, his quote was that the agency trashed the tapes, he said, only after it was determined that they were no longer of intelligence value and not relevant to any internal, legislative, or judicial inquiries. In other words, they're not destroying relevant evidence. But as one person who is a former prosecutor told me today, having a press conference to say that no crime was committed here doesn't mean that no crime was committed. This happens in white-collar cases all the time. Arthur Andersen, Enron, you see CEOs coming out and saying, we didn't do anything wrong. Maybe they didn't, but that's not enough to persuade investigators not to investigate.
So who's going to do the investigation? Is this Justice Department? Or?
Well, for the time being, it's the Justice Department's National Security Division working with the CIA's Inspector General. But there have also been some calls for a special prosecutor. You know, people are saying that the Justice Department might be compromised here. They authorized harsh interrogation tactics. Justice Department prosecutors claimed in court at least once that there were no relevant interrogation videos. The problem with a special prosecutor is that the independence cuts both ways. It puts the attorney general in a very tough spot. You know, during his confirmation hearings, harsh interrogation tactics were one issue that almost kept him from being confirmed. So now he has to decide whether his department can independently investigate this or whether he needs to appoint somebody from the outside.
Congress is investigating this, too. How do they fit in?
Well, there's always a tension between simultaneous criminal and congressional investigations because Congress is very public. They like to move very quickly. Criminal investigators are very private. They like to move very slowly. But we have already seen requests by the House Judiciary Committee for information from the CIA and the Attorney General. The intelligence committees, the even appropriations committees could be getting involved fighting for a piece of this pie. These investigations go at different paces and have different goals. So they might step on each other. They might help each other. They might at some point even undermine each other.
Ari, what kinds of crimes are we talking about here that may have been committed?
Well, there are laws that make it a crime to destroy any kind of material that could plausibly be related to a criminal or governmental investigation. Basically, we're looking at obstruction of justice. And the question is whether, as CIA Director Hayden made it out to sound, this was a well-intentioned destruction of videotapes for security reasons, or whether somebody was trying to destroy relevant evidence.
NPR's Ari Shapiro. Thanks very much, Ari.
You're welcome.